I'm an addict. My name is Hilmarie. Hi, everyone.
Hello,
Hi,
Hilmarie.
Hilmarie.
Hi,
Hi, Hilmarie.
Hilmarie. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. And yes, happy birthday, Higna. And Jay, thank you very much for taking the meeting and everybody who's shared and everybody who's here tonight. And I don't normally come to this meeting. I just come to this meeting last Saturday night, but I don't normally do the Saturday night Higna meetings. To me, it's just higher power, and I can only say it is a spiritual. It is an energy of love and acceptance that we find for one, that I found here for one, and one we find for one another, no matter where we come from, how long we've used, what we've used, or what our circumstances are, you know. And I remember, to me, okay, I go to mainly two platforms, as Higna and NA at Home. And I do, so my home group is in Higna, and I love doing service in Higna. I do service in another group in Higna as well. And I've always wanted, or always wanted to be, do have a service position in NA at Home as well, but because that was actually the first online meeting that I came to, and then I came to Higna that same night, I think. Anyway, for me, Higna and online recovery, it's very much, and NA at Home is very much like part of my higher power. It was just perfect for me. When I first got clean, and that was many years ago in South Africa, I was in an isolated area. There weren't any NA meetings. There were meetings of another fellowship about 20 minutes drive away. I couldn't drive a car because of where I had ended up with my first addiction, you know, and becoming totally disabled after being in a coma for like a month and a half, you know. And I found NA because I'd been to treatment centers. And I knew that this was the way to go for me, you know. And I clearly remember how actually Nas, I wrote to them, helped me to start an NA meeting in that town that I was in, that isolated area. And then, look, I had many years clean, 17 years clean, and everything had improved so much in my life. And I just service, loads of service, too much service in retrospect. Service actually took me out, and just I felt I had become part of the human race again, you know. But I know to this day, and I didn't think I would ever have a relapse again. I thought I would just die clean. You know, I wanted to live this way. I wanted everything to be NA type of thing. But I did, from that, what happened in service, I actually left NA. And then I went to another fellowship, and I thought I could live the spiritual principles, the steps, because I'd worked it and lived it for 17 years of my life. It was torn when this ex when I had this horrific experience in Narcotics Anonymous. That wasn't the NA way, but anyway, I've learned a lot from that, that I am an addict always. And that I do deserve my seat, and I'm not prepared to give it up for anyone again, you know. And when I found NA through virtual NA, it was NA at home and Hikina. And again, that was, went on, I used for 2 years, but I left the program for about 4 years, you know. So it was all very strange when I walked into a meeting in London again and I got the pink keyring. But I had so many experiences that told me it was a higher power that brought me back. You know, I lost my dad. I was in a total state when I lost my dad, and I could tell him before the night before he died, "Daddy, I'm back in NA," and he was so glad he could go with peace. You know, and I cannot tell you what it means to me today to be clean. And it's like I found meeting by mail, NA at Hikna, NA, virtual NA, and mainly Hikna and NA at home. It's like definitely my higher powers given this to me at exactly the right time. You know, I had to be beaten again, and I was beaten again by the disease of addiction. I started slowly, not immediately, started losing the principles, started losing my way in life completely, and it took over. It was horrific. I had so much, and I remember when I came back to NA on virtual, how much anxiety I was in and how much shame and guilt. I thought, oh my God, you're a bad person. You didn't work the program. You never got anything. How can you be so stupid? And I spoke very nastily to myself, you know. But everything has changed since I've been keep coming back to Hikna. And I love my home group in Hikna. I love doing service. I don't do as much service as I used to do, but I still work my steps with my sponsor. I have a very loving sponsor in my life. I've got two sponsees in my life now. And, you know, it's like just tonight, it's the 12th anniversary. And today is the 11th, and I don't know, it's all very spiritual. I see it's step 11, step 12, and then I won't go on with the numbers because I do my calculations all according to the steps in a way. And because that's what it's all about. It's me working and living the steps to the best of my ability. And I don't do it all the time. And when I don't, I am in pain. And I've been quite miserable, to be quite honest, for most of the day. But I'm clean, you know. And I've slowly but surely put in suggestions from my sponsor. And I thought to myself, because I got back from a walk and thought, okay, I'm going to jump onto the meeting. And lo and behold, it's the celebration, the 12th celebration of Hikna. And that is absolutely wonderful. So it makes me smile because I can hear and I've seen how much we do to help the still suffering addict in this meeting. You know, how welcoming the whole Hikna fellowship really is. You know, in all our meetings, I hear the welcome and the love that we give to one another and the acceptance, you know, and that is everything that we learn about through the steps and the traditions, you know. So I'm extremely grateful. I really am, though I might not feel the greatest. I don't feel like the best of best on the, you know, this This isn't such a, well, it felt like it's not such a great day, but it is okay. I'm clean today. Okay, this is my second meeting. Spoken to my sponsor. I've spoken to two friends. I've spoken to a sponsee, and it's all good, you know. And I've read my literature, and so thank you so much, Hegna, and thank you so much, higher power of love, the energy that brought me back to Narcotics Anonymous, the NA way of life, and just to feel centered and to feel grounded and to have peace, not to be in total disarray and dismay and anxiety and fear and shame and guilt like I was when I came back, you know. But slowly over a period of time, it's changing, and it's really beautiful. And I thank everybody here. Thank you, Jay, for your service, Ellie, and everyone else that has service here, and just all of you for being here tonight. And yeah, thank you very much, and I'll leave it there. Thank you.